This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, another episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast here at thatmomentin.com. I am your host, The Vern, and for the next few minutes, I am going to be looking at my last feature from the 2017 Twin Cities Film Festival. This was a very uplifting documentary I saw called Supergirl, which is about an 11-year-old named Naomi Cutlin, who is a professional powerlifter. This girl has lifted weights far beyond that anyone has ever done before. Now, to explain, I weighed 230 pounds, and the most I can lift is maybe 100 pounds. This girl, who weighs 97 pounds, can lift well over 250 pounds. That means she could basically lift me holding a box of books over her head. She is that strong to basically lift about 3 times her own body weight. That is strong. As the years progress and the level of her lifting becomes more challenging, Naomi suddenly finds her kryptonite when a series of migraine headaches begin happening. Will she be able to overcome these problems? Or will our own Supergirl have to hand up her tape? Let's go ahead and hear a small trailer from the movie, and then I'll be back with more of my thoughts, all right?
When I'm lifting, it's just a very different person than when I'm just living life normally.
When I put on my workout gear, then I just become Supergirl.
Come on.
I hold the record for lifting 215 pounds.
She's the strongest girl in the world.
This one is when I set the all-time world record for the first time. And this one, I think he's scary. He's like...
The Amis powerlifting could be very controversial. Much more strict Orthodox families that never in a million years put their girls in sports.
My bat mitzvah is this year.
It's a hallmark of her becoming religiously a woman. She takes on a lot of responsibilities.
I'm the youngest person to ever qualify to be in this competition. I really want to break the record in the 97-pound weight class, but now that I'm like growing and getting taller, the weight is getting harder to maintain.
I feel like people are always expecting things of me. If I don't lift, I feel like I disappoint people.
Third attempt, we're in it.
Some have accused me of trying to live my dreams too hard, which could not be further from the truth.
We're almost there, just touch lower, touch lower. I'm the coach of the father.
In lifting, you're pushing your body to try to do as much as possible, but keeping her safe is of paramount importance.
I will do anything to help my children.
If I had to stop powerlifting, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
You got this, Supergirl.
So in this documentary, not only does Naomi have to deal with physical and mental challenges of being the only female weightlifter of her age group, she also has many other issues a young girl becoming a teenager would have, dealing with bullies, finding self-confidence, and also finding the perfect dress for her bar mitzvah. Her family plays a huge role and are extremely supportive of her. You may think because of what she does that the parents are cruel to have her do this, but the whole powerlifting thing was all Naomi's idea. When the migraines begin happening, the parents are the ones that want her to stop, even though Naomi doesn't. I also like, too, that Naomi has a younger brother who is autistic, but she never sees it as a disability and tries her best to show that he can be as strong as her. My nephew is autistic, and everyone in the family gives him nothing but support, me included, but his sisters, his brothers, they all give him support, and they never see his autistic as being a disability. So I found that to be very uplifting when I watched this feature. Now, director Jesse Arwitz, along with cinematographer Carmen Delaney, they have made a very wonderful documentary that made me feel like I'm actually with this family rather than watching them. It doesn't have the usual talking heads I have seen before in other docs, But when it does, there is a stronger purpose in the narrative. One of my favorite sequences is when the mother admits a disturbing story from her past. Being able to not forget and still remain strong for her family is indeed courageous. This sort of attitude of being brave no matter what life throws at you is something I'm sure was installed in Naomi from birth. Now, the word inspirational gets thrown around, and it's one that I heard said in every single sports movie and documentary. As much as I do enjoy movies that feature someone who goes beyond the limit of what they are expected to do, none of them quite compare to the story of this little girl, who should serve as a role model for everyone, not just for little girls who are shown proof that women can be physically stronger than men, but for people of all ages and sets to show what happens when people with drive and determination push themselves further than they have done before. Supergirl is one of those rare movies I can show people and tell them, yes, superheroes actually do exist, no matter what you have been told by society of what you can and can't do. This uplifting film proves without a doubt you can. So I'm going to be giving Supergirl 5 out of 5 stars. Folks, great movie. And before I leave here, I have to give a shout out to everyone that has worked at the Twin Cities Film Festival. This was my 3rd year going, and I think this year was even better. So without further ado, I have to give a shout out and thanks to Lee Jordan, Brianna Lee, Bill Cooper, Jayton Sedia, I hope I said your name right there, sir, Katie Stroop, Ruth Mamaris from the Flitz Chatter site, as well as the entire staff of the Showplace Icon Theater. Again, thank you all very much for providing me passes and getting me food. I'm extremely thankful for everything that you've done. As for the Cinema Recall Podcast, you can always listen to us. We are on Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, Player FM, many other sites. We are on Twitter. We are at @cinema_recall. We are on Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. Of course, you can always listen to our show on the site, thatmomentin.com. I'm not quite sure what the next upcoming main episodes are going to be. I do know we have episodes of Terror Tuesdays coming up here, and I've got some great guests coming up for that. I also got other great guests coming up here in late November. Anyways, that's going to wrap up everything right now for the Cinema Recall Podcast. Again, I'm The Vern. Signing off, and have a great night, everybody. Take care.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.